AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A jury in the Boston Marathon bomber trial has reached a verdict on whether Johar Tsarnaev should be sentenced to die. The decision comes after 14 hours of penalty phase deliberations and is expected to be announced shortly. Tsarnaev was convicted last month of all 30 federal charges against him, 17 of which carried the possible death penalty. A federal judge has sentenced a former top aide to Osama bin Laden to life in prison for conspiring in the 1998 bombings of two U.S. embassies in Africa. Ellen Karras, who was blinded in the Kenya bombing, says Khalid Al-Fawaz got the right sentence.
It won't change my blindness, but I'm glad that the perpetrator will be in prison and not see the light, as I not see it every day.
Al-Fawaz was convicted earlier this year. Amtrak says it expects full service to be restored along the Northeast Corridor by Tuesday, including the span between D.C. and New York through Philadelphia. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Amtrak says repairs are being made to affected track, signal, and power systems north of Philadelphia, so modified train service between Philadelphia and Washington will continue through Monday, which is when the railroad says limited train service between Philadelphia and New York should resume. Then by Tuesday, they say, full service will be restored. Train service between New York and Boston was back on track today. Julie Walker, Philadelphia.
A Wisconsin poultry processor is recalling more than 2,000 pounds of chicken over concerns it may have been contaminated with an industrial disinfectant. The Wisconsin State Journal reports the disinfectant is not approved for use in poultry processing. The recall covers roughly 2,200 pounds of whole and cut chicken and 21 pounds of turkey pieces. This is AP Radio News. Smuggled migrants continue to flood the shores of Libya. AP correspondent Francis D'Amelio reports.
A day earlier, in 11 separate operations, 2,200 were rescued in various missions coordinated all by the Italian Coast Guard. A few hundred of them started arriving in southern Italy today, and other arrivals will continue tomorrow. Usually it takes a day or two to get them from sea.
Officials at a Connecticut high school who reviewed 150 dresses and a crackdown on racy prom attire say just six show too much skin for Saturday's dance. Shelton High School outside New Haven had announced that dresses were backless or showed midriff or had cutouts on the side would be considered inappropriate and not allowed. After complaints, students submitted photos of their dresses to a committee of female staff members for a thumbs up or down decision. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.